Bum ba dum ba da ba 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 bum da bum ba da ba bum bum bum
podcast.
So at first I wasn't sure, and then I asked the manager, and he agreed. It definitely wasn't kosher.
What were you eating?
Hair. Lots of hair.
Lots of it. I can't believe they serve that still.
I know. You'd think they'd take it off the menu. They'd 89 it.
Yeah, I mean, I always see it on the menu, and I think it's like, you know, maybe a French dish.
Yep.
Or maybe some new cuisine I haven't tried.
Yeah, dog hair.
I mean, dog, dusch haar.
Dusch haar.
Yeah, like a German dish. But, man, I don't... You know, it's been a while. I forget how we do these.
Yeah, I think we start off, usually you restart the computer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should stop this now.
Yep. Take two. Scene one.
Act three.
Lady and the Tramp. You're the lady.
Oh.
I want to be the tramp.
Let me be the tramp. Oh, we got to get a coin. A nondescript coin, yeah, because we always flip to see who goes first. Unless we're just taking terms now.
Terms of endearment? Call it. I caught it in my hand.
Bottom.
Like this.
Bottom.
See?
I see.
And now it can't be determined.
All right.
All right, take two.
Bottom.
The bottom as it is now?
No. Top, then.
Kyle, call it.
Tails.
It is tails.
Ah. So I go first.
Yep.
Just a recap, I guess.
Oh.
So this is not Now Adventures.
Adventures.
So this is an adventure sode.
Sode.
And this is not where we're doing our normal shtick.
Yep.
This is replacing the warm-ups. You know it by now.
The new shtick.
You're
longer. Harder.
We had the technology. $80 million shtick.
It vibrates. That's for you, Uncle Ricky.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, allergies. I'm going through allergy problem. I'm allergic to shtick.
I'm allergic to vibrations.
No, it's pollen time.
Oh, yeah.
In 1983.
So, are you apologizing?
Good one. I was drinking, so.
Yeah, I was too.
Poor timing.
Yeah.
On your part.
You know what I would love to do, just a quick side note, is to be able to do, like...
Public apology?
That's my joke.
Trying to back around on you.
Yeah, you dirk.
Dirk. Yeah. What do you want to do?
I want to, I wish I could do those, like, ventriloquist, like, be able to talk while you're drinking something thing.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure there's, oh, well, there's obviously a trick to it.
I bet it makes you burp a lot.
It makes you really gassy. Just I'm as gassy as a ventriloquist coming off stage.
Full of gas.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't have used soda water.
Yeah, that's why they bring down the house.
Bringing down the house. Okay, go. Story time.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
You ruined that for
allergies.
Me. I was hyped.
Sorry. Go.
Anyway, so. You are a
Autobot.
A young lad. You are a young lad by the name of
Gopher.
Gopher? Yeah, that's better.
Gopher.
I was gonna call you Trolley, but
Trolley. Gopher Trolley at your service.
Gopher Trolley. All right. So Gopher Trolley, you are a bit of a rapscallion. You're combing the streets. You know, you're
hard work combing them streets.
Yeah,
don't lots of pebbles.
Don't comb themselves. But
sometimes grass gets in the way.
Yeah. So you are
just call me Trolley.
Trolley, you're Gopher.
I'm known by my last name. Trolley.
Okay, Trolley. So you you're buckling your shoe.
Trolley coma.
Go for Trolley coma. Friends call me Trolley.
You can call me coma.
Anyways, so you're buckling your shoe.
Yeah.
And you are approached by an old man.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Hey, what is it, boy?
I was wondering if you had a spare comb that I could borrow.
No, but I am glad that I stumbled upon you. I was quite fortunate here where you're buckling your shoe. No, I have a proposition for you, young lad.
Oh, you're not going to try to teach me martial arts, are you?
What are those devils? No, I don't know anything about those. I have an invention. I am an inventor, sir.
I'm a boy.
Boy, sir. Lad.
Trolley.
Trolley. Oh, I shall call you Trolley, as all your friends, I'm sure, do. Yes.
What do you invent?
I have invented a whirling gizmo. It does not vibrate, so do not think of those things. You're a filthy young lad with your mind in the gutter. Anyway.
You said it, sir.
Don't put words into my mouth. Anyway. So, I have...
Oral fixation noted.
I have a invention that I wish for you to distribute. It is, I call it a magic butler blender.
I think I need an adult.
No, it's great. I am an adult. This is a great invention. It's surely made to revolutionize the world.
Well, what does it do? You want me to peddle this butler around?
No, you see...
What's a blender?
It's a container.
Is it kind of like a comb?
No, imagine... Imagine, if you will, a large sock, and you can put items into this sock, mainly food
stuff. I need an adult.
No, you do not. This is a safe invention. Well, as long as you use it properly.
You fill it full of nickels.
No, food stuffs. Oh. Food stuffs, sir. Boy, lad, like tiger.
Bananas.
Trolley.
Brussels sprouts and cabbage.
Yes, a banana. It would be a fantastic thing to put in it. I love bananas.
You put a banana in a sock.
Yeah, so,
are you tugging
it's not
my
quite
rope?
A sock. Anyway, yeah, go fetch a banana. A banana.
A banana.
Yeah, go get a couple of bananas, a few carrots,
and scallion.
Yeah, and one of those. And yeah, fetch those.
Got it.
Okay, you're quick.
I combed the streets and they were all there.
Well,
down by the local market. Found them.
Found them. 5 steps that way, Trolley?
10 steps in the opposite direction there. Very so. Well. What was your name again?
Smithens.
Smithens Stanza.
Yes. So, I'm just telling you, here, put all of these ingredients into this fine compartmentalized sock-ish thing.
It's a sock.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's a magic butler blender.
But it doesn't look anything like a sock.
Yeah, okay. Just put them in.
Okay, they're in there.
All right, now.
Yep, where's the comb? Oh, you're blending the scallions and the potato and the banana.
And bananas.
The cabbage.
Yes. So
in the sock.
Now, observe. Here's a chalice. Yeah, have yourself a taste.
No thanks.
No, watch. It's
I don't eat things I've combed myself.
No, I'm sure you'd like to sample this. You must. You simply must try it.
What was your name again?
Smithens.
Smithens McKenzie.
Listen, Trolley.
Trolley.
You have already agreed.
Not Trolley.
Trolley.
I don't charge people for crossing my bridges.
Trolley.
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 Anyways, Trolley, we all agree that you like bananas. So
I've never had one.
Well, then here is your time to shine. See, take this chalice.
What if I'm allergic? I have allergies.
That's to the pollen. You don't need to worry about it.
The pollen.
So here, try some of this delicious drink. And as you're drinking Mr. Smithen's concoction from
I
the
knew
magic
it.
Butler blender.
He's going to roofie me.
No, you just
try to teach me karate.
You feel a surge of energy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Mr. Smithens, this is wonderful.
See,
it's like an everlasting gobstopper. I can keep taste it. That banana just keeps coming in my mouth. I can taste it out of your magic sock.
Yep. So, Trolley.
I feel this weird vibrating sensation
there's
over my
no vibration. That's purely your reaction to...
Banana.
You might actually have an allergic reaction
oh,
to
no.
bananas.
I told you, Mr. Smithens.
I'm sorry,
told
Trolley.
You this would
I didn't know you would be having your teeth vibrate.
I didn't know if I was allergic to bananas. I'm definitely allergic to scallions, though.
Oh, that could... well, you shouldn't have fetched them.
Well, you told me to comb through whatever I could find, and that's what turned up.
All right. Well, truly, we have to find a cure for you.
Should we try bananas?
I think we might be able to safely rule that one out, truly. So, you...
I need an adult.
We're looking for one. Don't worry, truly. We'll get you fixed up in a jiffy. Two shakes of a lamb's leg. So... You guys comb the market, and you're
more combing.
More combing. You're looking for a doctor,
Dr. Sputnik.
Okay, Dr. Sputnik.
Chock full of names now, aren't I?
Yeah, I know. All you have to do is devote yourself to being British, and got names all over the place. Names for dice.
Banana, they call me.
Banana. I still love that. So you're looking for Dr. Sputnik. Do you see him anywhere, truly?
Your accent changed. Mr. Smithens.
I was pretty sure this was me.
Sean Connery-esque, is it?
A little bit, possibly.
A little what? What'd you call me?
A wee bit.
Oh, I thought you said a little bitch.
Oh, yeah, truly. Now is not the time. You're dying from anaphylactic shock.
Anaphylactic.
We need to find Dr. Sputnik.
I think I see a spud over there.
Oh, yes, there he is. He's getting mugged in an alley.
Oh, save him, Smithens. Please, I need bananas.
All right, Troy.
Save him with your sock full of nickels.
So, so,
whack him good.
Trolley, I need some sort of ingredients. Do you have any? Do you see any explosives?
I see.
I see
Thai food.
Okay, you grab some Thai food and hand it to Mr. Smithens.
And he puts it in his sock.
Carry that here. Yes, I'll put it in my magic sock, and I'm going to blend it up. And I'm going to throw in some petrol and
petroleum jelly.
Yes. Yeah, God damn it. So he creates this explosive concoction, and he throws it onto the muggers. Cockney. And he throws it onto the muggers, who disperse.
He throws it onto them?
Yeah, and it threatens to set them ablaze. I shall set you ablaze with this kerosene lantern that I carry next to my magic butler blender.
With Thai food in it, and petrol.
There's petrol in there. You better watch out. So, yes, you find Dr. Sputnik.
Oh, thank goodness, Doctor.
Yes, thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me, Doctor. I'm allergic to scallions.
Are you sure it's not bananas?
It's one or the other. What's the treatment?
Oh, well, the treatment, you see.
I don't want to go to hospital.
Yes, I
know.
I
just want you to heal me.
Well,
about to go on holiday here with Mr. Smithens. We're going to sell this magical sock butt plug.
Yes, Mr. Smithens, you guys have at it, you fellows. It's not my business to engage in. So, thank you again for saving me, and I'll be off now.
Oh, I need a cure. You forgot about a cure, Mr. Sputnik.
A cure?
Yeah.
To bananas?
To my allergies.
Okay. Let me see here. Yes. Okay. Yep, you're going to need at least a handful of hair.
Oh, a mega handful.
Preferably, a mega handful, preferably from
a widow.
The underarm.
Of a widow.
Of a widow. A widow's hair, two frog.
Widow's peak.
Two frog legs.
Oh, witch doctor.
Yes.
Dr. Smithens. Mr. Smithens.
Yes.
This is miraculous. I never thought that I would run into a witch doctor.
Yeah, which one?
The one with the spuds growing out of his eyes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
he's got eyes the size of spuds.
Yes, he and I go way back, Dr. Sputnik.
Oh, did you tell him about your magic blender?
Yes, he helped me invent it.
Oh, well, he already knows all about it then.
Yeah, I suspect that he might be planning to use it.
Dr. Sputnik.
Yes?
Have you heard about this magic blender?
Yes, I'm just a fool.
It can help you make all kinds of medicine.
Yes, and that
about
is why
a meager handful of widow's hair. Probably.
What? You are losing it, boy. Quick, Trolley, lie down. Doctors.
I need an adult.
No, you're losing your senses.
Senseless.
So, you start fading into unconsciousness and
trolley.
Yeah.
Trolley. banana.
So
I need an adult.
Next thing you know, you wake up and
my kidney's gone.
No, you have the unmistakable taste of body odor, hair in your mouth.
This tastes like I and worked in a deodorant factory.
Yeah.
Dr. Smithens.
Well, yes, I suppose that would be from a widow's underarm hair.
Hmm. Yes. Not delightful, I will say.
Yeah, I would the not expect so,
didn't really
truly.
Take the sheen off that.
No, it's a funny thing. The stringier and more fibrous it is, it seems to be less effective.
Fibrosis.
Yes. So, now, Trolley, it's time that we set to the road and sell this magic blending machine.
I'm all set, actually.
All set.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go with you on this magical journey, selling socks full of nickels and eating widow's hair. Seems a little bit preposterous.
You know, Trolley,
my mother always said that I had quite an imagination, and I shouldn't run away with it.
You know, Trolley, I think that was very profound of you, and I can say that you have passed. You see, your parents have hired me to set you back on the straight and narrow road and stop being such a young rapscallion.
But I can't give up me comb.
I've concocted this adventurous time for you, and I hope that the truth shall keep you in the road of life and not combing the side streets as far as, you know, well, you just stay away from the bananas and the scallions. Keep it cool.
Thank you, Daddy.
I'm not your daddy.
Thank you for your magical sock.
You need an adult.
Oh, Daddy. I'm so happy.
That concludes your adventure.
Trolley.
Trolley. Banana.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Was it?
I need an adult at every turn.
That's because you kept making it terrifying.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
That's why you need an adult.
I thought you were going to try and teach me karate.
No.
You're so upset that I didn't take your advice on learning karate last time. It was going to be like a shtick. And then when I thought for sure I was going to learn karate, when you're like, oh, like he's fading into like consciousness, subconsciousness.
And when you wake up, you know karate.
Yeah. I was like, damn it. You found a way around it. Loophole.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised you eventually gave in and drank the fucking juice.
I didn't want to. But Trolley never backs down from a challenge.
Oh, drink it. I grabbed three ingredients I'm probably allergic to.
I might be allergic to bananas.
My teeth are vibrating.
Oh. Alright. Set the scene. This is the new hit album from the Panda Bears.
Panda.
It's 2072. And you are riding in a car, and there's a knock at your door.
Hello. What? What was that? There's somebody outside.
Oh, sorry. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine.
Have you heard the good news?
Yeah, that is 2022.
No.
Happy New Year.
That I'm a Mormon.
Oh.
And I can save you.
God can save you. I don't think I have heard that news. You were here yesterday.
Ah, but I was actually here tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm a Mormon from the future. I was sent back in time 3 months.
From tomorrow.
Well, I come here every day. But...
Can't take no for an answer, will you?
No, but I was sent from the future, and now I'm here to save you. And you know, John Silver Whoever, yeah. I think that's the guy.
Joseph, yeah.
Joseph Silver.
Yeah, you told me every day.
Yep, I forgot. Sorry, time travel has amnesia. Actually, is that
Joseph Smith, I'm pretty sure.
No, that's it. That's the one. Joseph Silversmith.
Yeah. That's the one.
It's like Paul Revere.
Yeah, so can I just see you tomorrow?
Nope,
or?
Nope. I was sent from the future, and, well, the real, I guess, sorry, this is just bugging me. You see your hedges out here? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if someone got to them. Did you see this?
Did you do this?
No, look, just, you gotta lean out and take a look at them. Like, they're just, got you! You've been kidnapped by a Mormon from the future! So.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's a dark, dark world that they live in. You know, they're trading, like, humans and...
Are you going to try and teach me martial arts?
No, no. But you get brainwashed, kind of. Not like, you don't lose
all... Do I still know who I am?
Yeah, you know who you are, but you really, like, you have no choice and they broke you, you know?
No, I'm Mormon now.
No. You're even worse.
I believe I'm from the future.
You're a salesman.
What's the difference?
Thanks for setting that up, Kyle.
You set me up.
I know. All right, you're a salesman. And what are you selling?
The Mormon religion?
Exactly. So,
damn, so
I left it up to you.
Oh.
So, how are you liking your new life?
Great, brother. Yes, I love it. It's fantastic. I get to go around and spread the word of truth from the future.
The future of Mormons.
The future is now, brother.
No, it's not. Future is in the future. This tomorrow, is the present.
And the future is tomorrow, brother.
There you go. Do we call each other brothers?
No.
I've never heard anyone else say that. What's wrong
no,
with
No, I'm
you?
Just a soulful individual.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah! Get on up. Get on up. Soul. We all love soul. James Brown. That guy's awesome. Yeah. All right.
He escaped to the future.
So what are you doing later?
Anything? What am I doing to later?
Yeah.
I mean. Well, once I finish block B, I believe I'll go to block C.
Well, hey, there's this cool thing going on, you know, down at the congregation.
Yes.
And it might be cool if you joined.
Ah, very well.
So, on the way.
On the way.
My character, who we never named, and your character, who we never named, are in the car. And there's, like, this defining moment where he explains that...
What's her name?
No, maybe we should give each other names. I'll be Paul.
I wanted to be Paul.
We'll be Paul and Paul. It'll never get confusing. One spelled with an O and one spelled with an A.
Paul.
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 I'll be Paul and you can be Paul.
Okay, that works.
Okay, so Paul is driving Paul down to this event. And what he explains on the way is that they've developed a fraction. They've fractured from the Mormon group that they're a part of.
So we're
and
a sect become, now.
They become a radical sect. And that they're holding witch trials for cats. And they're like going bonkers, like bananas and blenders. And so Paul tells Paul.
Does he pull over?
No, but he tells Paul that he could gain his freedom back through this new fraction sect that they're a part of. Because they don't believe in the old ways that he was captured in the future in 2072 or whatever year it is.
2022.
With that catchy tune. So they go to the witch trial. They pull up. It's at a Petco. A deserted Petco of the future.
Oh my god, Paul. I can't believe this. It's an entire Petco store all to ourselves.
Yeah. Wait till we get inside.
We can make the witch cats fatter before we burn them.
You bought into this witch thing real quick.
Well, yes, I can earn my freedom through this.
Yeah, but I thought you...
Did you lie to me?
I thought you, like, loved cats.
Brother.
We're not part of that anymore. Call me sister.
Sister Paul.
Paul, sister!
Please, may we burn some cats now?
Well, first, we gotta feed them. You're right.
Okay.
You're real right.
That's fantastic, Paul.
So, we're gonna walk in there, okay?
Okay.
And there's this little opening ceremony before we start the feeding of the cats.
Ah.
And then we start the defeating of the cats.
Ah, so feed, defeat, burn.
Well, burning kind of defeats them.
Oh, that...
Breaks them.
Oh, breaks I thought spirit. You meant like defeating them.
Nope. You got to defeat them.
Okay.
Combat.
And combat. Cat combat. Yeah. You are trying to teach me martial arts.
It's a little tricky. No, no, no. It's a different kind of combat. So anyways.
That's not martial at all.
So the fun part is you get to feed them.
Is it the
paw? So here, arts? Hold out your hand.
Okay.
Can I put,
both? Cup them?
Yeah. Now, do you want wet food or dry food? They like wet food more, but it feels
what do you recommend, Paul?
I recommend a mix.
A mix?
Yeah.
Wet and dry.
Okay, here's the mix.
Wet hand, dry hand.
Yep, I'll get a hand in here. All right, go find yourself a little cat friend.
Murder. Oh, that one.
Oh, that's a good one, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, let's feed them together. Oh, look, he's winking at you.
Ah, I see. I'm onto your tricks.
I think he just has allergies.
He's allergic to gospel.
Maybe. All right. So we fed this one.
Yes. Now, Sister Paul.
Now we're going to fight it in cat combat.
All right.
But it's set up a little differently here, Paul. I'm not sure you can handle it. It's like chopped.
Chopped.
Yeah.
So we need to prepare dishes for them.
Yes. And you're given a basket of mystery ingredients.
Mystery ingredients.
Yes. And the cat is given the same basket.
And I must
defeat it. You guys need to go head to head. Yeah.
Ah, in cuisine.
Yep.
Okay. So, what are my ingredients, Paul?
Your ingredients are 1 can of dolphin safe tuna.
Okay.
1 jar of catnip.
Okay.
1 bowl of licorice.
Uh-huh.
And a honeycomb.
I see. Who are our judges today, Paul?
Today, our astute judges are, our panel of judges are Donald Trump Jr.
Boo. known for
King Arthur.
Taste buds. Yes.
King Arthur.
Hello, fair people.
And Elton John.
Benny! Benny!
Yes.
Benny.
That's our esteemed judges. All right. Let the cooking begin.
All right.
There's only one round. Let's see how they fare.
All right. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start reducing the licorice because cats hate licorice. So I'm going to use that as my poison ingredient for the cats. And then after that, I will add the dolphin safe tuna.
Dolphin safe tuna.
Yes, the dolphin safe tuna. That goes
tuna
in the
Jets. Yes, Elton.
Tuna. Tuna.
That's got that
tuna in the Jets. Tuna in the Jets. So I add the tuna to the dish and I make a bit of a fry out of it. The licorice and will help coat it and it'll make it sticky. And then I will.
Wait, the other ingredient? Paul, let me stop you right there. The cat has just chosen to eat all of its ingredients. The fowl. It looks like you won, Paul.
I knew it. Execute this cat.
Victory speech first.
Well, Donald Trump Jr., Elton John, and King Arthur, I am so humbled that I was able to not really prepare a dish for you. I mean, I am from the future, and I have much better things
to
do.
You prepared it very well. I don't know what he sounds like.
That's good enough. Well, I'm glad you think so, sir.
I didn't try it, but the fact that you made it, I loved it. It was fabulous.
That's great. I'm glad you could appreciate the dish. I want to thank my best friend, Paul.
Hold on, Paul, 1 second. I believe King Arthur has something for you.
Oh, yes, King Arthur.
What in the bloody shite is this kind of show? A cat versus a man cooking.
I thought it was fairly challenging.
Whatever.
I mean, it appears that you ate
talk
all
to the
of
hand,
your food.
Whatever, loser. Take a picture, bye. It's a different King Arthur.
Yeah. I got that. The lyrical genius, of course.
Elton John is speechless.
Benny!
Keeps humming to himself. Rockin' man,
yeah. Well, that sounds quite like Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
All right. Yes.
So, what is it? I've won against the cat.
Yep, and you did a victory speech.
Fantastic. Am I free now?
Yep, free. Free to do whatever.
Free of religion.
Whatever. Well, I mean, You're still going to stay in our sect, right, Paul?
I thought the whole point was to get free.
Yeah, from the Mormons.
Oh.
We're a team, Paul.
Paul, what is our group mission now?
I don't know. I just like, you know, I guess I'm just like hanging out with you and stuff. Well, I don't know.
We can be friends, Paul.
Really?
Yeah, we'll just be normal. We won't go door to doors.
Even though I kidnapped you, you're okay with that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, at first, you know, I was upset that my hedges were fine, but now I've seen a different side of you. I cooked against a cat.
We had some good times. We had some laughs.
Didn't even have to murder a cat. So
I like cats.
My day's gotten much better.
Well, that's good. All right, back to the past. No, 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 no. Twilight Zone.
Is this done?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Ended with the
victory speech.
There was something else, but I gave up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know how I was going to get there. I went too zany, stretched it too far, found out it's like a rubber band. At some point, it just snaps, and you're like, this story makes no sense. It already made very little sense. But I couldn't very well go on to the Tournament of Power after the Chop Show. Yeah, so,
that's too many tournaments.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, and there's a cat.
Yep.
Yep. And Elton John.
Elton John's there.
Yep.
Yep, Mormons.
Mormons. You got everything there is in Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly.
Going to the future. Hedges.
Yeah. Yep, I think we covered it.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't it. There was more, Kyle.
Was there?
Yeah. I'm standing on the edge of my seat right now.
That's unsafe. Paul, get down from the seat.
I can't do it anymore, Paul. I can't be a man of the future.
I thought we were friends, Paul.
I can't go on living every Thursday like this.
Well, we could do it Fridays, you know, live a little.
What's that?
Switch it up. What?
It's Friday?
It's Friday. You gotta wake up. It's Friday.
I thought I was living a day ahead. It turns out my calendar and my watch were wrong.
Oh my god.
And my iPhone. Are Mormons allowed to have iPhones?
How could your iPhone be wrong? By a full day.
I must be for the future.
iPhones can't be wrong, Paul. You must be.
Well,
so,
Future Man.
Do you want to read over our lists, or is yours finished now that you've poked a hole in it?
Oh, that's okay. I remember what I put here.
That's disgusting.
Where's this paper been, Kyle?
In your pocket, at least. It's like sticking your tongue in your pocket.
Paul wouldn't agree with that.
It's literally what just happened.
All right, yeah, let's read our list. Okay. <That's> what... Not in the future.
Okay, so for my list, I had Buckling Your Shoe, Old Man Sells a Magic Blender, Adventure, Conflict, Discover the Mystery.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You made a lot.
What?
Out of that. Like, you made a lot out of those few things.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Adventure...
It was
really
Discovery!
What? Remember, oh, yeah.
Downstairs?
You saw the D.
Yeah. And you didn't even flinch.
Huh?
You
didn't say
tricky
Discovery.
Bastard.
You were like, all I saw was D.
Yeah, and I said it was either Discovery or... I can't remember what the other thing I said.
Or Ditch Me Martial Arts. Oh, what a funny last one that would be. Ditch 'em.
Ditch 'em.
Just be like,
okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Like right in the middle of a plot line. It's never been higher. And they're like, hey, can you get out of the car? I think I heard a sound. And then they just,
oh my
like,
god, what is it? What?
Huh?
Your dog?
The cliche of leaving a dog on the side of the road and driving off. I think it's from like a 50s movie or something, right?
They do it in Looney Tunes. And Cody Banks.
and an Agent Cody Banks, too.
I'm sure Nicolas Cage leaves dogs everywhere.
He picks them up to leave them.
Yeah. What a rat bastard. He adopts them and saves them just to leave them.
He goes to people's houses who have adopted dogs,
oh my
purchases God. Them, and then releases them.
That'd be a funny funny skit, like Nick Cage for president, like running for president.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about the geopolitical climate in China right now? I love Panda Express. I get real high off their deep fried food. All those GMOs, MGGs, MMOs, online games. I play a lot of those. Mountain Dew. Next question.
That's pretty good.
All right, my list. There's a knock at your door. A Mormon from the future. Kidnapped. Salesman. Witch trial. Escape scene. Forgot about that. But they were in the car. Chop show. Victory speech. Tournament of power. Absolute victory.
Ah.
We skipped tournament of power and absolute victory.
Well, you could just say chopped in the tournament. We're kind of the same.
No, they weren't.
Meh.
There are two victories. I was selling Paul to be a real hero. Dynamic, dynastic, dynamite,
gymnastic.
DeLorean, debutante,
Duluth,
trading post, Desperado,
Damocles,
Dirty Sanchez.
I forgot that was a thing.
Sorry to ruin your day, Paul.
Just recovered from it.
Paul. After years. I'm Paul.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so you're correcting me. Our names are too similar.
This would have never worked. This is why we couldn't do the Tournament of Power. Next up, we have Paul. All right, hey, it's my turn. Neither of them were British.
What are you guys doing? Oh, we're taking a vote. Oh, we should poll Paul. What?
Poll Paul. See how many poll Paulers we get.
No, it was a poll Paul.
Yeah.
A party faux pas. I don't say faux pas enough.
Faux pas.
Faux pas.
What does it mean?
It means you got one more than three paws. Faux pas. No, I'm pretty sure it means like a no-no. Faux pas. Like a party foul. Faux pas.
I thought faux would mean fake.
Yeah. A fake favor. I don't know.
Nothing is worse than a fake favor. Hey, you want me to get that for you? Yeah, that'd be great.
You're right. Nothing is worse than a fake favor. Even killing cats on a game show isn't worse than that.
Yeah. Glad we never did that. Just stopped cooking.
Well, cats can't cook really well.
I actually ate all the food. That looks kind of like the Pac-Man ghost now.
What?
Little arms?
No, it's a better tongue hole.
That's weird. Stop that. You gotta stop that.
Get out of my house.
All right. Well, I'm so glad
you're studio. Sorry, Kyle. We're in a studio.
Yeah, get out of my studio.
Why are you just watching me silently?
Because I thought we would end it.
Yeah.
Ah.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. Oh, right. I gotta do our outro.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh no, wait, do I? No, we record those. I don't need that. Oh wow, a tongue hole snowflake.
Oh man, those guys. Well, thanks for joining in to another episode of Not Now Podcast.
Yeah, we hope you found it as refreshing as a Miller Lite.
Or adequate as a hard candy.
Yeah, and you know, I just hope you bite down on those hard candies and they split wide open like your email to us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Or maybe they'll, if it hurts your teeth, I guess you could schedule an appointment with us at notnow.podient.co. Or you could listen to our latest advice columns on any of your favorite podcasting apps. Feel free to leave us a rating or review or suck it.
Yeah, just email us. For the love of God. Sick of waiting. This is ridiculous. You're going to need dentures.